Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Difference of 2 seconds, the game clock and the shot clock.
Worst case scenario, we're going to overtime.
Jokic just screen Murray to try to break the tie.
No time now by the Lakers. They got to go.
James, a bump, a feed, a print shot. No! Zeros on the clock. The Nuggets advance. They have won.
Kevin Harlan last night, along with Reggie Miller on the TNT call of another great playoff game between the Lakers and the Nuggets. Game 2 last week was one of the better postseason games played in recent years. Last night wasn't that far off. Jamal Murray, another game winner last week at the buzzer, last night with 3.6 seconds left, and the Lakers and LeBron are out, and the defending champion Denver Nuggets are moving on. Good morning, everybody. Denton's here. I am here. The show today will include at 11 a.m. the creator of RAS, the Raw Athletic Score. Washington's draft was ranked number one overall in the NFL based on this thing, this metric. And the creator of Raw Athletic Score, RAS, is Kent Lee Pratt. He'll be on with us at 11 a.m. I'm actually very interested to see what all of this has meant over the years. John Beck trained Jaden Daniels at one of those quarterback academies. He'll be on with us today. You'll hear from John Beck talking about what it was like to work with Jaden Daniels and what he thinks he will become in the NFL. Probably going to play that at about 12 noon if you are marking it down here as the show begins. We'll talk big picture on Washington now that the offseason's two biggies, you know, the draft and free agency are now in the rear view. So we'll get to, you know, kind of a look ahead to 2024 now that we know pretty much what the roster will look like going to camp in late July. But I'm going to start with, man, last night was just another one of those. I don't care if you're an NBA fan or not. If you are a sports fan and you like high-level drama, you know, playoff drama, not projection, all right, but actual results and outcomes. Last night's Lakers-Nuggets game was, again, insane. In this series, which is now over, won by the Nuggets 4-1, in this series, I don't know if I've ever seen this. If you watched the 5 games in the series, you know how closely contested all of these games were, how good the Lakers actually were, how much Denver was tested. In this series, 165 minutes of the series, the Lakers had the lead. 19 minutes of the series, the score was tied. 56 minutes of the series, basically a third of the Lakers' time spent with the lead, Denver had the lead. And yet, they won the series 4-1. The level of shot making, the level of play, we didn't even talk yesterday, Denton, on the show. I don't think we talked much about it. If we did, it was barely. The shot making between Kyrie Irving and James Harden in Game 4 of the Clippers-Mavericks series on Sunday. But, man, I'm going to start with LeBron James. I've said this probably a half dozen times during the season and then as the playoffs started. I'm not sure LeBron's ever been better. He is bigger, stronger, to me, almost more athletic. Did he get tired in the, you know, mile-high air late in some of these games? Yeah, but everybody did. But I don't know, man. Watching LeBron, I'm not sure he's ever in his career been a better shooter. Statistically, he's never been a better three-point shooter in his career. Field goal percentage up there. Free throw percentage up there in terms of his career, although he missed a couple of key free throws last night. He became last night just the second player in NBA history to score 30 or more points in back-to-back NBA playoff games. The last guy and the only other guy to do it was Kareem. LeBron had 30. He had 11 assists. He had 9 rebounds. He had 4 steals. I've always been old school in my conversation about LeBron. No, sorry. It's Michael. It's Magic. In terms of the non-center conversation, LeBron's never had the killer, you know, gene that Kobe had, that Mike had, that Larry Bird had. LeBron is just spectacular to watch at 39 years old. I have, you know, this is going to sound strange because as a basketball fan, and many of you are, it's not that I'm just coming around to realizing the greatness of LeBron James, but there's a level of appreciation for him this season and in these 5 playoff games that I can remember having a few times. I do remember when they lost, you know, Kyrie Irving and Kevin Love in that series against Golden State that they ended up losing in 6 games. It was Golden State's first title, and LeBron was out there with a bunch of guys that really were NBA reserves or bench players, and he nearly carried a Cleveland on his back to a title. They lost in 6 games, and they were not the better team, but he was incredible. It was almost, though, that he had nothing to lose. In the moment, I always felt like during LeBron's career, when he had something to lose, when there was great pressure on him, especially early in his career, you go back to the Miami series against Dallas in the NBA Finals. Look, there's no other way to describe what happened in that series. He choked. He just flat out choked. He didn't want to touch the basketball. I mean, he was playing hot potato with the basketball. He didn't want to deal with the pressure that came with it, and they got beat by Dirk in Dallas, and, you know, he lost that that series to Boston and Cleveland, where he really fell apart at the end of that series. And I think the breakthrough was when they were down 3-2 to the Celtics. This was the Rajon Rondo Celtics with, you know, just a few pieces, and they were big underdogs. And, you know, they went in there in Miami did in game six, down 3-2, and he went for like 45 and 15 and 10 or something like that. And that was, you know, a breakout. I think that's 2012. I think that was 2012. And that was kind of the turnaround to say, okay, LeBron got over the hump in terms of winning a big game because of him. And he's won a lot of big games. I mean, clutch play from LeBron, understood, the last 10 years, you know, off the charts. But I just don't get it. I'm not suspicious. I'm not raising this because of any level of suspicion. Trust me. I think in today's, look, there are ways, to beat testing and things like that. But you look at LeBron's body, you look at his athleticism level, it may be at an all-time career high. He actually, last night in the game, settled for some threes late where they could not, on a lot of possessions, stop him from getting to the rim and dunking or laying it in. I mean, he played bully ball where there was no chance for Caldwell Pope to guard him or for anybody to guard him. He was great down the stretch, and he had to be because Anthony Davis got hurt again. Oh, my God. This guy. I mean, first ballot Hall of Famer. I get it. One of the all-time great talents. No doubt about it. This guy got literally barely knocked into the shoulder by Porter Jr. On a play that was very benign. I mean, there's so much more contact during the course of a game. And he went down like he had been shot. And then he stayed in the game, but he's rubbing his shoulder the entire... I mean, it's really too much. I bless his heart, he's just not a tough guy in the realm of professional athletes. He's very, very soft. You know, it's just who Anthony Davis, who is... It's what he's been. He's a great player, one of the great defenders for somebody his size. He is elite in terms of his ability and his skill and his talent. They were playing 4-on-5 in the fourth quarter with him on the floor. I don't know why Darvin Ham didn't pull him out. I know that there weren't a lot of options. I'd have gone with Hayes. He did go with Hayes for a little while. I mean, they were playing 4-on-5. I mean, he was whimpering basically for a quarter and a half. It was really pathetic to watch. And the Lakers needed him. In fact, if he hadn't gotten his boo-boo, I think they would have won the game, and we'd be looking at a game six in L.A. after they were down 3-0 with a team in the Lakers that actually played more minutes of in the lead and better basketball than Denver had. Were you up last night watching this, Denton?
No, I was fast asleep. I did watch it this morning, though.
Yeah. I mean, I feel badly for the guy because, look, it's not – toughness is innate. You know, it's not like you eventually become a tough guy when you haven't been – you're, you know, in terms of competitiveness and athlete, you know, in an athletic world, like you're taught that, or you work at it, and it's just who he is. He's a sweet guy, I'm sure. Just watch the play. He claims that it was a stinger and he was numb shoulder to hand to neck, and they were working. I mean, we've seen this over the years, time and time again. It just gets to be a bit much because you're like, oh, please, don't do this again. You're so good. They need you so badly. He had 16 in the first half. He had 1 point in the second half. It happened early in the third quarter. They were legitimately playing 4-on-5 offensively, and they still had a chance to win because of how great LeBron James, and by the way, I'll mention Austin Reeves, was down the stretch. Now, on the other side, I mean, Nikola Jokic is just all-time great. You're missing out if you're not watching Nikola Jokic, because he's going to go down as one of the greatest that's ever done it, one of the greatest big men that's ever lived, probably the most versatile big man that's ever played the game. He's only 29 years old. Another game last night, 25 points, 20 rebounds, 9 assists. He did have a couple of crucial turnovers, and he missed a lot of threes last night for him. But Jamal Murray was insane. Jamal Murray was hurt. You know, he had, calf tightness and soreness, and he came out and was 13 of 28 and 5 of 10 from behind the arc and scored 32, including another game-winning shot. One of the true clutch playoff performers in the last few years was Jamal Murray. Michael Porter Jr. has been on fire shooting the basketball. I mean, any sort of open look. And Aaron Gordon had a massive offensive rebound, like he did last week in the Game 2 win. But the game was spectacular. Just spectacular. And I can't say enough. By the way, for you Wizards fans, Rui's a good player. He just is. You know, if you didn't know this and you're just kind of paying attention now for the first time, Rui's been in the starting lineup. He's a good player for the Lakers. He would have been a good player here. I think he is happier being on the West Coast and, being in an organization like the Lakers. But spectacular series. You know, I go back to what we talked about during the play-in round last week, Denton, in that, I know that some of you are like, that's not what badass competitors do. They don't lose games. They don't sit in a play-in game. But the Lakers would have had, with the way they played against Denver, a really good chance to beat Oklahoma City, a very young team who just completed a sweep of New Orleans, but they did so without Zion Williamson playing for the Pelicans. They would have had a much better chance against OKC than they would have and did against the Nuggets. And they had a chance against the Nuggets. They had a better chance than I thought they would going in. 4-1 is the final series count. But again, every single one of these games, the Lakers had big leads in. I mean, big leads in. And LeBron James was just spectacular. Now, his contract is up. He does have a one-year, he's got a player option for next year, $51 million to stay in L.A., but he talked last night after the game that he doesn't know what he's going to do. I don't think that the Lakers can contend for a title with Anthony Davis having to be relied on over and over again. And they're going to have to add a big-time third piece. I was listening and reading this morning and then listening to some of the discussion. They're talking about Trae Young as a possibility from the Hawks. I don't know if that's what they need. He's just not a defender. And they struggled a little bit with perimeter defense with Reeves and Russell in particular. But they need something else. I don't know what it is. Somebody was suggesting this morning on one of the shows that I was watching that LeBron go to Golden State and team up with Steph and try, this is the first playoffs since 2005, okay, that will not include LeBron, Steph, or Kevin Durant in the second round. It is a changing of the guard in the NBA. Anthony Edwards in Minnesota, by the way, the Minnesota-Denver series should be a great series. Yeah, the Minnesota Timberwolves with the next big thing in sports. It's actually already here in Anthony Edwards. Ant Edwards just should be a great series. Actually, what are the odds on that series, Dent? Look that up for me. Denver's not going to be as big of a favorite as we think, I don't think, although maybe it's the experience thing. Going to be interesting to watch those teams. They have to wait until Saturday because Minnesota swept Phoenix and Denver wins in five. I don't know why the NBA does that. Just start this thing on Wednesday night or Thursday night.
How big of a favorite do you think Denver is for the series? No points, just for the series.
Yeah. I'm going to be off on this because I think It should be tighter than it is, but I think they're going to get the experience respect. I'm going to say they're minus 210.
Insanely close. Minus 215.
Okay.
Minus 215 and Minnesota's plus 172.
Yeah. They have home court advantage. They've got the experience. And this league has proven year over year over year that young teams have to earn their stripes. They have to earn their way to a title, and it takes sometimes a couple of years of battling it out with the big bad, you know, defending champ, which is what Minnesota will do here in this particular round. I did want to mention one other thing for those of you that watched the game last night. There was with about 3 minutes to go, there was a foul call on Nikola Jokic got fouled going to the basket, and he got fouled, and they called a foul on the floor. There was, I think, about three and a half minutes to go in the game. And it was Davis who was actually guarding him. He grabbed his jersey from behind. He wrapped him around the neck and then contested the shot. And maybe on the contest of the shot, there wasn't a lot of contact, but there was some. But LeBron had complained about, you know, the challenges back in game two, and I think he set the table for this. And they challenged the call, and it was overturned. I thought it was a terrible overturn. I actually think the replay system in the NBA, going back to New York and getting these calls, that they've gotten so many of them wrong. I don't understand what they were looking at. With that said, you had to burn a timeout to challenge because it was their second challenge of the game. So they had no timeouts left over the final 3 minutes. And that led to the final sequence in which, you know, LeBron did get to the free throw line with about 26 seconds to go on a possession where maybe they should have gotten a shot up sooner and gotten a 2-for-1, knowing that they didn't have a timeout if, you know, Denver hit a late shot. But the 2 second shot clock differential, and then Murray made the 14-foot go ahead to give them the lead 108-106 with 3.6 seconds left, and the Lakers didn't have a timeout. That's kind of bad management of the timeouts, understood, but the real issue is 3.6 seconds left. That's something that most teams at almost any level will practice. You know, what are you going to do? No timeouts left, you know, with 10 seconds left, with 6 seconds left, with 4 seconds, et cetera. And the Lakers clearly were unprepared for the moment. If they had been prepared for the moment, they didn't execute in the moment. The ball immediately went inbounds to LeBron in the backcourt, who was at Denver, did the right thing. You pressure in that situation. You don't move back. You move up. You have somebody back safety-wise so that they can't throw over the top of the defense, but you make them catch it in the backcourt and launch something from the backcourt in that situation. But the Lakers, he then threw it to Prince, who heaved up a shot from half court at the buzzer that had no chance. I actually thought there was some contact on that shot. But beyond that, it was just a bad plan. I was surprised that Barkley and Kenny and Shaq and even the crew didn't talk about a little bit more how bad of a shot, last second shot with the series on the line the Lakers got. They look completely unprepared. You've got to have something, you know, planned. You know, you knew this with no timeouts left. There was a chance. That's something, you know, any basketball coach will tell you that has time with teams. You practice those game situation things. We got to go the length of the court with 5 seconds are left. What are we running here? And they just completely froze. They quickly threw it into LeBron in the backcourt. Jokic was all over him. He forced a pass to Prince, and Prince forced up a half-court shot. 3.6 seconds left. You can make a pass, you know, somewhere near half court, catch somebody on the run, and you can get to, you know, normal jump shot territory with 3.6 seconds left. You can throw the ball down the court, you know, and have somebody catch it, you know, in the front court and have a reasonable opportunity. I thought that was a terrible job by the Lakers there at the end. They just kind of resigned themselves to their fate after Murray hit another dagger. Great basketball game, though. I mean, totally worth it, for me anyway, to stay up until that thing was over. It's been worth it, you know, every single game in this series. And, you know, tonight you get another, you don't get a super late game. That comes tomorrow night back in L.A. with the Mavericks and the Clippers. But, yeah, I just can't say enough about how I don't know how many people agree with me. I've had this conversation with a few people like Legler and others. And he's like, yeah, definitely certain aspects of LeBron's game are better than it's ever been. But he's just bigger, stronger, better than he's ever been. There's no reason for LeBron to retire. None. If he still enjoys what he's doing. He's still one of the best players on the planet. All right, we'll talk Commanders next. Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980, theteam980.com. We're free and live on the Odyssey app.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.